What is your name, sir?
Dylan Ritchie.
Okay, Mr. Quinones. Sir, Mr. Quinones is conducting your hearing today. He'll be the next voice that you hear, okay?
Okay.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Dylan Adam Lee Ritchie, 304-267.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the committee's provisions. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on the warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on July 2nd, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Ritchie?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See your attorney with you, or you're representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself today.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the Board of Conducting the Hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin on the opposite side of our bench. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed acting board chairman, Mr. Michael Johnson. To my right, we have Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Ritchie and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Ritchie, Mr. Ritchie, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. And phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one of this hearing by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and had lapsed or probably about to lapse in the Camilla Razor Company's bottles. Violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Changes, 452 South Daly, Mesa, Arizona, on or about December 21st, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you absconded from supervision. Mr. Ritchie, is this true or false?
I did leave the halfway house without permission, yes.
So that's true?
Yes.
I just want to make sure that we're clear on that. Okay, Mr. Ritchie, I'm going to make a motion to pass from phase one to phase two, and that is based on your admission. I move to find you delinquent as you violated the terms and conditions of your supervision and that you may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Great. Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Ritchie, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about the case. So just remain on the phone. We'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Ritchie. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Ritchie was released from ABC custody on 10-2-2017, NOS number 642018, by Collin County Sheriff's Office in Texas. No new charges are known. Returned back to ABC custody on 6-16-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 10-14 with 165 absconders. Current convictions, 2015, commitment B, count 1, theft, means of transportation, 2 years and 6 months. 2015, commitment B, count 3, aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. 2015, commitment B, count 4, life and law vehicle, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2015, aggravated DUI, 4 months. This is his second term in ADC, with a seeking IR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 2, and a substance abuse score of 2. No SCG information is noted, and there's no prior criminal supervision. Disciplinary is minimum. Other arrests, 2011, burglary of second degree, Texas, juvenile probation. 2016, robbery, Texas, unknown of the outcome. He has a GB score of G3, G4.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Ritchie. I'm going to make a quick review of the case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections with improved residence or changes, 1344 South Mason Drive, Mesa, Arizona. On November 6, 2017, you reported you continued with the changes. Moved to 452 South Daly in Mesa. On December 21st, 2017, you were discharged from changes due to failure to return to your last address. You did not request approval from your community corrections officer to change residence, and this was your last known address. So, it would appear that you were arrested in Texas. Did you leave for Texas at that point, or what did you do, sir? Where were you living?
I left for Texas because that's where all my family is, and then I ended up turning myself in on June 4th. I was June 4th, and I guess they sent the paperwork in, and the day after, or 2 days after, however long it took, because it took them about 24 hours to move me in.
We don't have any, well, we have a little bit of employment information. There's a report that you were working for Big Dog Promotions when you had changes. Did you work anywhere when you were in Texas?
My dad had his HVAC license and his electrician's license. I was helping him. He doesn't have like an actual business. He just, helps friends out of places they see him and stuff like that. And he pays me as his helper pretty much.
Have you gained any HVAC skills?
Yes, I have. I haven't got my license or anything, but I can do a lot of HVAC work. I mean, I know how to do a lot of wiring. I know how to do a lot of plumbing because my dad, I know how to do a lot of drywalling, mobile installation, a lot of stuff.
Well, that sounds promising. It's always good when people have trade skills. We have programming notes that you were assigned to task programming your analysis with a color code gray. On November 6, 2017, you had a positive for methamphetamine. On October 13, 2017, you referred to CHC for treatment and substance and alcohol abuse. You completed the intake process at CHC but did not complete the program. So what happened with the programming in December 2017?
I left to Texas and I was doing the programming. I was going every day until I was gone.
Well, you had a positive UA for methamphetamine that following November, so did you leave shortly after that, or when did you abscond?
No, actually, I left, it makes some sense to me, so I was sent to December 21st, but I paid Mike, I can't remember his last name, but the owner of the Happy House, I paid him on December 22nd for 2 weeks in advance. And I was going to be coming back because I was going to go to Texas for Christmas and then come back, and then the warrant got issued and I was too scared to come back.
Okay, sir. Did you have ongoing problems with methamphetamine abuse?
I didn't really. That was actually one of the first times I've actually tried it. Before, I was just smoking weed, drinking sometimes with friends, and I was hanging out with some stupid people and doing a little bit of dumb stuff, and that was one of the first times I tried it.
I think you may have answered this. Most of the questions I would ask otherwise were sort of answered along the way. It sounds like that you wanted to return to Texas for the holidays. You did it without approval. What was it that caused you to have contact with the department that arrested you in Texas?
my dad dropped me off, because I was tired of running. I didn't want to be out there no more. I just wanted to, you know, get this taken care of. So I went up in there so I can actually get a job, a legitimate job, instead of working with my dad, a legitimate paycheck again, and not have to worry about living behind my back every time I decided to turn myself in.
Well, with respect to your family support, Mr. Ritchie, when this is all done, regardless of how we vote today or whether you just complete your prison sentence, are you just going to return to Texas? Is that the plan?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I don't have anyone out here because, I mean, I was staying in the halfway house and everything. I did pretty good at the halfway house until the Christmas time. I was just depressed. And, you know, being away from my family for almost 3 years, I haven't seen my mom in 3 years, and I wanted to go out there and see my sister. My little sister's having a kid. I have gone out here, so I decided to watch it early.
I would know one way or the other, Mr. Ritchie, with you being in Texas during that time, but were you able to stay off drugs and alcohol when you were there, or
how was that? Yeah, I had to support my family and everything. I was working with my dad, and I was living with my sister, and my sister didn't put up with that. She wouldn't let me stay there. She's got two kids. She's got two young kids, and she wouldn't let me around there a bit. It was a lot easier because I had all my family with me and everything.
Okay, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have some additional information here from our community corrections officer, so just hold on one second, Mr. Ritchie. Yes, Mr. Turner.
I have a couple of notes from OMS I'd like to read.
Yes, sir.
On 1-2-2018, senior co-ops reported attempted to contact the offender's emergency contact father, Kevin Mullen, at 972-837-5141. A voice message was left directing the offender to report ASAP. On 1-8-2018, CCO Godinez received a call from Emmanuel Escamilla from 956-279-7952, who is a friend of the offender. He called to advise that the offender was living in Texas with his father's girlfriend in Preston, Texas. He was not able to provide an address. On 1-19-18, APR Rider letter was mailed with the following addresses: 1-860-30. It says CO, I don't know, Road, Socorro Road, 878 Preston, Texas, 75407, and 2805 Mission Street, number 102 in Dallas, Texas, 75219.
Thank you, sir. Okay, again, any questions from fellow board members? Okay, Mr. Ritchie, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you'd like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you think is important for the board to know or understand?
No, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Ritchie. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws in Arizona. So we'll just remain on the phone. We'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, Mr. Ritchie is a young man. He appears to be only about 22 years old, and it would seem that he's had a kind of a hard upbringing, considering some of his prior issues in Texas. I do appreciate that regardless of him absconding back to his home state, it does sound like that he's being productive. I like hearing that he's developing trade skills. What I cannot overlook is that he absconded from community supervision in addition to leaving the state for 165 days. And I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, but I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Before we go further discussion, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W0126, our discussion with Mr. Ritchie, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Ritchie was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse from the related company, inasmuch that he absconded for 165 days out of state. We could not monitor his transition, and he was also having at least some problems with methamphetamine, and that is my motion. Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Mr. Neal and Ms. Whittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Ritchie, your supervision has been revoked, and you will be released, this according to Ames, on this, probably October 14, 2018, which is around 2.5 months away. So we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your safe transition back to the community. Upon your release, you'll be free to return to Texas. You'll have no community corrections officer, and hopefully, you'll have a productive life and age back. So we wish you the best. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion will take place, and we appreciate if you just set the phone down and let the next inmate come in. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Turner, could you-